Hey there, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here, and today I'm going to be talking about how to deal with the boredom of long drives sometimes when you have to go to a different state or to a faraway location to do like an overlanding trip, right? So if you want to learn more about kind of the ways that I deal with these longer trips, how I kind of stay awake on these longer trips and stay active and involved and engaged, stay tuned. So as I mentioned in the intro, today I'm talking about longer trips to get to destinations for overlanding. If you are, especially if you are someone like me who's from the Midwest or maybe someplace that is not just chock full of amazing, beautiful views and overlanding destinations, then sometimes you may have to travel quite a ways, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 hours away from your house in order to go on a trip. I'll give you a few examples of mine. I've been to Wisconsin. It's about 8 hours away from where I live to the place that I went in Wisconsin a couple times. Tons of fun, but you still got to deal with an 8 hour straight drive there and an 8 hour straight trip back. West Virginia is about 10, 11 hours from me each way. And we did that in a weekend, a 3 day weekend. So that was a lot of driving. And then right now I'm on my way to Wyoming, which is about 21-ish hours away from where I live. I already did about 6 hours of driving coming back from Tennessee from a family vacation. And then literally as soon as I got home, I switched out of my wife's car and jumped into my truck, which I already had pre-packed up. And I headed out to go to Davenport, Iowa, which again is about 5-6 hours away from where we live. And, a good just starting point for this 21-hour drive to Wyoming. So let's get into, sort of how do I stay awake? How do I stay alert, right? So if you are a coffee person, coffee of course helps. Sometimes you do have to rely on some sort of drink or something, some sort of thing to keep you awake. I personally am an energy drink person. I tried this stuff. It's pretty good, keeping me awake, maybe making me talk a little bit quick. So sorry about that. But so energy drinks, coffee, that kind of thing. If you have to drive, here's the thing is, right, you want to be safe. So I don't encourage like all kinds of taking a bunch of uppers or doing like nothing like that, but especially on these longer trips, there are times where I find myself sort of feeling pretty tired and staring at the road and a little bit static. So one of the things you can do is drink an energy drink or some coffee. Another thing you can do is stay engaged, right? It's really easy with the cruise control, especially all the fancy stuff we've got nowadays with adaptive cruise and all this stuff that kind of does a lot of it for you, lane keeping, that kind of thing. There's a lot of times where you can kind of get a little bit bored and maybe a little bit, less than paying attention. So what I like to do is I do try and stay super active. So if you're watching me on, YouTube right now, if you're listening on the podcast, I'll describe it. But if you're watching me on YouTube, you'll see I'm constantly checking all my mirrors. I'm looking beside me. I'm looking behind me. Sometimes I'll kind of check my gear, make sure nothing's moving around. I'll make sure my awning's still there, that kind of stuff. But trying to keep engaged, watching far ahead, not just staring at the bumper of the vehicle in front of me, but, watching 5-6 cars up, making sure that when people are coming on ramps and stuff that I'm aware of it, what's happening with the traffic up there, where am I going to be when somebody comes down off that on ramp, and just kind of, again, being a really active, engaged participant in driving. That's probably the biggest, best thing that I could recommend is, not letting yourself just get, laid back in the seat and get too comfortable to where you're just not paying any attention. If you're paying attention, then that keeps you active. It keeps you alert. It keeps you engaged. Another thing I do is I listen to music. I cannot have silence. Like this, actually, me just doing this video right now without music playing is a little bit weird for me. But I do like to listen to music, things like that. Some people listen to shows or podcasts and things like that, books on tape, that kind of thing. Obviously, I don't recommend watching shows while you're driving. That's not approved behavior. Per the, DOT, but just something to kind of keep your brain going. Books on tape are great. Podcasts are great. Music is great. Again, trying to keep yourself active, trying to keep yourself engaged. So those are kind of some of the things that I do to kind of stay awake and stay active and on top of what's going on with my driving. So then next, let's talk a little bit about what to do if you do start to feel really fatigued and tired. If you start to, you know, kind of get that tunnel vision, if you start to experience, you know, kind of, especially if you start to get drowsy, if you start to really feel like your eyes are closing, which I've had happen to me multiple times, that's a scary situation. It's definitely not something to take like lightly. There's no reason to push through and you know, try and be a badass and go, you know, all the way if you're literally falling asleep at the wheel. You do not want that to happen. So, you know, some of the things that I do, again, is I will break up the monotony. So I will, you know, call my wife. I will change from the playlist that I've been playing to a new playlist. I will change from a song playlist to a book on tape or something. You know what I mean? Like, I'll mix things up a little bit. Another thing is that, you know, you can, this sounds silly, but sometimes you can kind of, you know, slap yourself in the face a little bit. Just anything, again, to break up that monotony and kind of get your eyes reopened, get you going again. I sit up a little bit straighter in my seat. I try to, you know, change my posture a little bit and make myself, you know, a little bit more alert and less comfortable so that I can, you know, stay awake. Sometimes I'll turn the temperature of the air down a little bit, make it a little bit cooler, colder to wake you up a little bit. So there are a few things there that hopefully are helpful for you if you find yourself super fatigued. Now, obviously, if you are so fatigued that you continue to like get drowsy and or fall asleep or, you know, start to nod your head, then you can pull over. There is absolutely nothing that says you can't pull over into a rest area or something like that. Take a couple hours, you know. Again, it's not worth your life and potentially the lives of other people to try and push through on a super, super long drive if you're falling asleep. So if you find that, I have taken a time or two where I would pull into a rest stop and just kind of take a little hour-long nap, set myself an alarm, and just go to sleep for an hour and take a nap. So you can do that. It's definitely not something that you should be ashamed of or anything like that. Like, there's no reason to try and push through dangerously when you're falling asleep. So then finally, let's talk about some things to not only just keep you awake and not only just keep you from being drowsy, but like keep you engaged and having fun. There are games you can play on the road. Again, like talking to people is super helpful. So if you're in a convoy, especially, that makes it way easier. You know, if you've got your GMRS radio, you can hop on the radio, you can chat with people, you can say, hey guys, I'm getting a little sleepy. Can we talk about the trip? Can we talk about where we're going? Can we talk about this or that? You know, so there are games that you can play, things that you can look for. You know, my kids a lot will play this game. And when I get really tired, sometimes I'll play it just to keep me, you know, interested and kind of looking around. But where you look for like the first letter of a word in alphabetical order. So like A, you look for whatever. E, you look for exit, right? You look for these words. A, there's an always on the back of this Walmart truck in front of me. B, you know, you look for something that starts with a B. Bentonville, Arkansas. So there you go. You could kind of find stuff around you in your environment. I know it's a kid's game. I'm just saying, if you're by yourself, nobody knows anyways, right? It's not worth falling asleep. Play a game or something to yourself. Keep yourself going. Again, if you're in a convoy, if you're in a group and you guys have radios, if you have GMRS radios, you can, you know, chat on that and say, hey guys, I'm feeling a little drowsy. Can we talk about where we're going? Can we talk about this first night of camping? Can we talk about the trip? You know, tell me a funny joke. There's all kinds of things that you guys can talk about on the radio just to kind of keep yourself active. If you don't have someone to talk to on the radio, like right now I'm solo going to meet up with the rest of my group, then you could call someone, call a friend, call a family member, talk to them on the phone to keep yourself awake, make it a little bit more fun. Again, I've mentioned them earlier, but like books on tape and stuff, podcasts, those are sort of fun and they will keep you engaged and not only just allow you to pass the time, but actually, you know, make it more fun. You can accomplish things while you're driving, right? So while you're driving, you're knocking out reading a book, or you're knocking out listening to a podcast or two. Listen to All Things Overlanding, you know, that kind of thing. So again, those were kind of some of my tips. I'm on a trip right now, so it made me think of this stuff, and I was like, you know what, I'm just going to record this really quick for you guys. So I hope that was helpful for you. If it was, click that like button. If you're on YouTube, if you're on the podcast, leave a 5-star review. It's super helpful. In the description down below will be links to all my other social channels, so wherever you want to come hang out, I'd love to have you.